is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. For those of you, well, I mean, it was all hype. The $503 million Pat Mahomes deal. It's just a big hype. It's a flex for Lee Steinberg. It's I got my guy. He's got $63 million over the next 3 years. Now he still has to play out his rookie deal. Although I don't know. Yeah, can you just rip that up? I don't know if you can just rip that up, because if I was Lee Steinberg, I'd ask them to do that and give me a $39 million a year average, since Russell Wilson is 36 over the length of his, although it's 38 right now. I don't know. I don't think it's a great deal for Pat Mahomes, and it's certainly not a great deal for the Houston Texans, because it looks like it's $45 million a year at 400. The initial reports were 450. And then 503, a possible number to be, and that's $50 million a year. And I think Bill O'Brien's going to see that and go, I got to give Deshaun 51 or 52 of real money. When in fact, over the next 6 years, Pat Mahomes is only going to make $30.5 million.
There's someone in that building who understands math.
Yeah, I'm sure. But you can't tell Bill O'Brien no.
You can't. Well, why would he want to give Deshaun all that money when it hampers the way he can do business as far as his other players?
Really? Well, then why did he give Laramie Tunsil $22 million a year?
Well,
hampers business, too.
I don't think it does in his eyes.
Look, how much, what is that, 22% increase over the next it hampers, highest
Well,
pick
he
guy?
Had already given out the picks. He was over a barrel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's over a barrel with Deshaun, too.
Certainly, but I think there are different circumstances, because there is, you cannot lose Tunsil, and Deshaun's not going anywhere. Not initially. Not for the first 3 years.
I didn't see Deshaun's Instagram apparently this offseason.
That's fine. I understand. But when it comes down to it, when they go, hey, we're going to give you 40 whatever, even if he ain't going nowhere. When does this happen? When do quarterbacks walk away who are going to be offered that type of money?
Well, Dak hasn't done it.
Dak has
taken his franchise money.
But the Cowboys haven't met his demands.
Kirk Cousins.
Well, the Redskins never wanted to pay him. That's why he left. The Texans.
No, they gave him two franchise tags.
They had to. But right. They never wanted to give him a deal. I'm saying the Texans want to give Deshaun a deal. The Redskins, and probably rightfully so, were never
The Cowboys
all
want
in.
To give Dak a deal, just won't take it.
But how much are they? Are
well,
the
te- that's it.
How much
that's,
are they going to
well,
give
that's
him?
That's the question.
And I think they're right about
and
that.
Unless
right
Deshaun is going to get...
I'm telling you this.
This deal is going to average 42 a year.
You know what? I'm telling you this. I don't think... Maybe Deshaun is not worth it.
Ooh.
Maybe he's not worth what he's asking. Dak isn't. Who says Deshaun is? What has Deshaun done to say he's worth it?
Deshaun... Oh, you mean win playoff games?
One playoff game.
Every year he goes to the playoff. He carries his team to a championship.
The dirty little secret is maybe Deshaun's not worth what he's asking.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Maybe we should stop talking about him.
On July 7th, this is what we're going
to
say?
I'm allowed to do it. You can't.
On July 7th.
Yeah. The Texans aren't
really?
The Texans aren't a black-owned business. I can talk about them.
They kind of are.
No, they're not. They're not.
Knowledge is power.
They're not. Deshaun, we shouldn't even be discussing Deshaun in the Pat Mahomes strata.
Oh, guess what?
Deshaun is going to
talk about
it. I'm aware.
The Pat Mahomes strata.
I'm aware because I saw his tweet. But you know what I would say? You're not that guy. Prove that you're that guy.
Ooh. Oh, if he had Tyreek Evans?
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill. Oh, yeah? Travis Kelce? Who's he got?
He had DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, guess
his
what?
He doesn't know more. His numbers are closer to Kirk Cousins' numbers than they are. He's more Kirk Cousins than he is Patrick Mahomes right now.
Wow, disrespectful.
Sorry, maybe you blame that on...
You're calling him maybe the whitest quarterback in America.
I don't see... Just like that dude you talked about during the break, I don't see color.
You never... Aren't there too many white people around here?
That wasn't me. That was some girl at some...
Yeah, but who plays it?
I think it's funny. That's why I play it. It's not because I... think there's too many white
people. Excuse me.
Look, to be honest, she's right, but I don't say it. I get it that he's the next in line, but Deshaun ain't Pat Mahomes.
Ooh, that's the ugliest thing you've ever said.
He is closer to Mr. Cousins in Minnesota.
Wow. Did he put up 24
leave? Nothing.
24 nothing. Did he put up 24?
Actually, he only put up 17 because one was a block punt.
And?
Yeah, so he only put up 17.
Deshaun was probably on. He probably blocked the punt.
No, I remember the game. He didn't block it or return it for. He didn't.
You don't know he didn't.
No, it's on. It was on television. We all know he didn't.
Let's get Will in here. He wants to talk about sports contracts. What do you say, Will?
Hey, boys. I wanted to know. There's a lot. We always kind of talk about, or the general talk with contracts is the biggest ones that have busted. And I'm just curious on what y'all's are and the most successful ones that have worked out long term. Big contracts that have worked out long term.
The biggest busts of contracts?
He wants to hear about the ones that worked out, like the guys who played up to their contracts. That's really a basketball thing, I feel like.
Well, we've seen a lot of busts there.
That's true, but the ones that pop into mind are all the superstars who get their money and live up to them.
At the time, it was unprecedented to get $33 million a year was what Mike got.
Yeah, and he was worth all of it.
And he was one of the best values in all of sports.
Yeah. I don't know if we can go down the list and go through all the football contracts. They all seem like they turn out poorly unless you're a quarterback. But basketball ones, the superstars, they're superstars for a reason.
They never reached – football contracts never
reached
the end.
They never reached the end, that too. Yeah.
They never reached the end of these big deals.
And baseballs are always the worst.
Mahomes is actually going to be a 4-year or 5-year deal.
He'll get another giant one if he's the same player.
Yeah.
Baseball seems like they're always the worst because they're all long-term and the players are never who they – like Pujols comes to mind. The Bryce Harper one, I feel like that's going to be a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah, Pujols came to mind immediately.
Yeah, I think Mike Trout will probably live up to his.
He will.
Yeah. I don't even know how long his is at this point. Non-basketball ones that have lived up to that?
Non-basketball.
Like you said, they never fulfilled it because they're always renegotiated.
No, I mean, and A-Rod's deal was just stupid, was just terrible.
Yeah.
A-Rod's probably worse than Pujols.
Yeah,
although he did win in 2009.
True.
And Pujols hasn't won anything.
No, the Angels have actually been worse since he got there.
And he's been just getting worse and worse and worse. But that's a good one. A long-term deal that has actually worked out. Mike's was actually year-to-year, so that wasn't a long-term deal.
No.
They just don't, really.
Just look at the long-term basketball contracts, and even those aren't even long-term anymore. They're like LeBron signed. He was doing a 2+1 or a 1+1 at the end of his time with Cleveland. Even with the Lakers, actually, he did sign a 4-year deal with the Lakers, I believe. The Kawhi's deal with the Clippers isn't long-term. Paul George isn't long-term. But as far as history is concerned, if you are a superstar in basketball and get paid like one, you pretty much live up to your deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 1014 ESPN 97.5 7378 0377 6. Time to talk about HRP, HRP.net, HRP.net. Those are my peeps over there at HRP. What they do is we just love them over here. We just really do. And if you've got a business and you are, really struggling right now because of all of the stuff that you've been going through between the potential layoffs or the layoffs that you've had, the unemployment claims, the benefits administration and COBRA benefits, payroll tax relief, your company's response to the recently signed HR 6201, the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. All of these things are going on right now, and it's just too much. Especially you're not versed in this, like HRMP. This is what HRMP does every single day and has been doing for 20 plus years here. It's what they do, and they can do for you. You got to navigate these changing conditions. You got human resource issues that you just can't mess up. Otherwise, you're going to pay for it. And oh, by the way, did you get your SBA loan application? Did they answer your questions, or did you have questions needing answering? Well, this is what HRMP does every single day. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 1017, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Bobby Bonilla's deal worked out long term.
For him.
Great deal for Bobby Bonilla. How smart was that dude to get all of that money? He and Matt Maloney.
And get paid, what, every July he gets a lump sum of whatever it is.
Wow. Such a deal. Such a deal. Let's get Jennifer in here. She wants to talk about the Cowboys. I have a feeling this is going to be related to Eric. Hey, Jennifer.
Hello. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Doing fine. Just had a question. Do you think that Dak is going to get a long-term deal with the Cowboys? And Dale, do you prefer booty or boobs?
Booty or beauty?
Should we answer the booty or boobs is what she asked. You know, you can tell it's an Eric call. Because,
booty or boob?
Yeah, boobs. You can tell it's an Eric call because I don't. They all have this. Every woman who calls in, whether it's the same one or a different one, they all have the same type of voice. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, this woman's associated
Hello.
With Eric. Hi.
Yeah. Hello.
I got a couple questions. Oh, one of the most more annoying things of in all of the world. but to answer your question, I'm a butt guy. But as far as Dak is concerned, are the Cowboys going to pay him, John? Don't they have to?
I don't care.
Me either.
I really don't care.
I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't care. It doesn't care.
That's our answer. We don't care, Jennifer.
I'm a Wendy guy, okay? That's what I am.
She didn't ask you, I'm not going any further. But she didn't ask you what woman you like. She said what body part you like, which is wrong.
I'm a Wendy guy.
You're a complete
That's right.
Wendy guy.
That's right. Just Wendy. That's it.
Dream Shake, no one cares about KD's shot as far as iconic. No one remembers that shot he hit against LeBron. It was a part of a sweep. Or like we're talking about iconic things, and I mentioned LeBron's block, and he brought up, what about KD shotting over LeBron? No one remembers.
No.
No one cares. It wasn't
LeBron's block was iconic.
Yeah. That was part of either a sweep or a 4-1 victory. No one cares about the shot. Stop it. We know you love Kevin Durant. We get it. But no one thinks about that shot.
What about Brady's throw to Edelman to beat the Falcons?
What do you mean, the one that Edelman bobbled and caught?
Or the extra, well, the one that gave him the,
you mean
the touchdown.
Beat the Seahawks? Which one?
No, the touchdown against the, was it the 2-point or the touchdown against the Falcons?
Well, I know there was a catch down the middle where he threw it and there was a contested catch and Edelman kept it from hitting the ground. That was a big play. I don't remember a touchdown that Edelman caught.
Yeah, Edelman caught a touchdown.
Yeah. I don't think Brady has one of those moments. No one's going to
I'm not talking but iconic is still you are above the game. And Brady is. I mean, that's what I think iconic, not just a play. That's not what
I think of icons, I think of moments that separate them.
I don't. I think of people that elevate themselves.
But Tiger has his moment that Masters when he swept the field.
Well, actually, isn't it when the ball rolled in
and he did the fist pump?
Finally fell. No, and he and he and Stevie couldn't even high five, remember?
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that. No, you don't know.
No, I don't care. Everyone, like Brady is unique in that aspect because he doesn't have, I don't think he has one of those. His most iconic moment surrounding him is a play that maybe shouldn't even have gone his way, the Tuck rule.
That's true. And also the biggest Super Bowl plays were against him, with the helmet catch and the.
Yeah, and the Mario Manningham catch down the sideline. Yep. He's just his being consistently great is his deal, but I can't think of another superstar who doesn't have one of those things. We talk about LeBron's block, the Dwight Clark throw from Joe Montana. Even Reno, who didn't even win one, has the fake spike. I mean, it's just it's remarkable what he's done, and he doesn't have one of those. But hey, it doesn't matter. He's the best quarterback to ever play.
Yeah, yeah. And I just think of icon as somebody that's bigger than life. And Brady has
is Brady bigger than life?
Well, he
Well, is he a Jordan type? I know the title stuff, but has he reached like worldwide status like Jordan or Ali and all those guys?
Well, I don't think NFL football.
Okay.
Basketball is more a worldwide game. I don't think NFL football is. But yeah, I would think, and we'll talk, and golf is, because Tiger can't go anywhere. Tiger can't.
Well, he elevated himself above golf. Has Brady done that with football, or is football still the thing?
Football's still the thing.
I think that may just be overall football thing.
Yeah. What about Canseco taking a home run off his head? That's not iconic, Adrian.
It's memorable.
It is memorable. Mahomes chick better, most definitely better actor ass now. I don't know. I don't know about it, her ass. I don't know about it.
Well, I don't know why they're married, I believe.
Are they?
That might be just, maybe the point is she's only a girlfriend. Is that what the issue is?
KD shot over LeBron. I don't even remember.
But consider who we're talking to. Maybe the biggest KD fan you've ever run into. No one remembers that shot.
Who cares about KD, Dream Shake? He's not iconic. He's a little bitch sometimes.
Oof. That's aggressive on your part.
I know it was a little aggressive, a little bit more than I wanted to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not even close. No, MJ no one, and KD?
No one.
What?
The shot itself is what he's harping on. And I'm telling you, man, no one cares about that shot because it didn't come. Yes, it put away that series. I think it made it a 3-0 series when the Cavs are up and Golden State came back. I have a dumb memory, so I remember stuff like that. But it doesn't mean anything to anyone.
MJ's three versus the Blazers when he shrugs. I think the MJ moment is over. Jazz.
The switch. Yeah, and then even the switch hands moment against the Lakers in his first finals.
Right.
That one, too.
But standing there.
To end this, well, what we thought was ending his career. Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Right. That was the dagger. Yeah, that was MJ's moment, I think. The shrug is pretty good, too. And MJ's had some iconic moments, surprisingly.
Being the best player of all time.
Yeah. You know, what with that? What with that? Yeah, Ali was standing over Sonny Liston.
Yeah, that picture.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. 713-780-3776. Is this Eric?
I don't know. I mean, Eric's a very common name, so we can't just assume everyone.
Well, let's see Eric. Hey, Eric.
Yeah, there's another iconic shot. Ralph Sampson against the Lakers in Game 5 in Western Conference Finals in 86. That's pretty iconic, wasn't it?
Where the ball bounced around for a while and finally went in?
Yeah, and then the iconic shot, Casey Carey doing the weather, her booty. That's pretty iconic.
It's not. Whatever.
You
know, more proof that Jennifer was, maybe it's just me assuming, but they were both in a car calling, so I feel like he passed the phone to Jennifer for the call.
Yeah.
And then he decided
to get
his
call. Are you sure it's Jennifer? Are you really sure?
Well, that's the name I was given.
Yeah. Are you really sure?
Could be anything. Could be candy, cinnamon, I don't know.
It might be cinnamon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lexi.
Lexi?
Yeah.
Is that a stripper name now?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is it?
I think if you want a more down-to-earth girl, she'll name herself Lexi instead of something clearly a stripper name like Cinnamon.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Aren't there a lot of Tiffany's?
Yeah, but yeah. Tiffany works.
Yeah. Or Dallas.
Really?
Yeah, that works.
I didn't know Dallas was a common stripper name.
I'm pretty sure. Well, back in the day it was.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore.
I think Mindy back in the day might have been one too.
Yeah.
Now it's Alexis.
That's the new. What about?
I think it's a big one.
Ashley.
Isn't that just a name?
Can't you bring your own name to the table?
Isn't the point is to disassociate yourself from that particular part
of
you?
Why would you want to disassociate yourself?
You don't want creepy dudes knowing your real name?
Why would you want to disassociate yourself from being a stripper?
Maybe you just don't want dudes.
You think you say that like it's a bad thing being a stripper?
I don't care how you make your money, really, as long as you're not hurting anyone. I don't know if you want those dudes knowing your real name.
Hmm.
Maybe that's more of it.
What
than
if
anything.
You? Yeah. Okay. Well, give me your number. Well, all right. Well, what's your name? Ashley? No, what's your real name? Ashley.
Ashley. You give him something that sounds realistic, wow. But really your name's like Aaron. You don't want that dude calling you by your real name.
No. Well, if your name was Gladys, you would. Call me Ashley all the time, please.
What stripper is named Gladys?
No, in her real life. Name.
What person of stripping age is named Gladys anymore?
He could be.
Go, like, you don't have Facebook. I'm just going to do an experiment. I'm going to type the name Gladys into Facebook and see the ages of the people who come up.
See if there's like an 18-year-old Gladys.
There's no chance.
For some reason, what happened to Gladys?
It's a name that's gone. Some people are still named Abigail.
Yeah, no, Abby.
Yeah, Abby. But Gladys has gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
It's just strictly.
Harriet?
No.
There's not many Harriets anymore.
See if
you can find any Adolphs.
You are asking to put your kid in a tough situation.
Well, really tough.
Unless they want to.
How about Jesus? Well, not Jesus. Jesus. Well,
have you met a Jesus?
I've never met one. No. I think you're asking way too much of your kid.
Yeah. If you name your kid Adolf.
Hey, Ma. Look at the pressure. What's with the. Even Jesus, I would think.
But Jesus is a very common name, so I don't know what that's about. But if you name your kid Adolf, the only person you're looking for is to have DeSean Jackson be your fan.
That's it. DeSean Jackson will quote you.
If you miss that story, DeSean Jackson, it was a fake Hitler quote, but right. It was still a Hitler quote. It was a anti-Semitic quote from Hitler about how, you know, the old trope about how Jewish people do this and that, and the black man has to figure out, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, no one's thrilled, particularly Joe Banner.
No, Joe Banner's not happy at all with DeSean. 1028 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Dell found something surprising. There are Gladyses out there.
Yeah, I don't know if they're real because Facebook, you never know if that's a real account or not. But a lot of mid-20s or so Hispanic ladies named Gladys.
Hispanic?
Yeah.
Gladys?
Maybe that's how it's pronounced. G-L-A-D-Y-S.
Huh.
And I don't know if they're real because a lot of them are showing a lot of ass. Like they're just some girl's just in a thong. That's her profile picture. So I don't know what's real and what isn't. I didn't really investigate. So
yeah, that doesn't seem like you'd put your real name on that more so than, I mean,
maybe that's her stripper name.
Jess wants to talk about names. What's up, Jess?
Hey guys, how y'all doing? Just listening to your name thing about guys having people naming their kids. You know, there's a law against naming your kids certain names.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of names. You can't name your kid. Like, you couldn't name your kid Adolf, like, say, Hitler or something like that. Or I don't know exactly what, but there's thousands of names that you're legally not allowed to name your child. They won't let you put it on a birth certificate.
Oh, really? So there.
Yep.
So, well, Adolf or Hitler?
I'm not for sure about the Adolf thing, but I know there's a law that limits you to naming your kid. There's a lot of names you could not name your kid. Like, say, 0 plus 1 or just any crazy name. Like, you can't name your children, like, literally anything that you want to name them.
What about, who was it just had some, the Tesla guy. What did he name? He named his kid, like 4 numbers or something.
Yeah, no one had that on the list, because who knew that was a thing you could do?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Elon Musk did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently, I'm just going through a list. I don't know if it's through all of France, but Good Housekeeping just had 50 plus illegal baby names, and apparently a judge in France said you can't name your kid Nutella.
You can't? Why can't you name your kid Nutella?
He said
it's delicious.
He said I'm not having it. I don't know if that's throughout France or maybe just where he is. Ruled that the name was not allowed, not because of copyright laws, but because it would make her the target of derision. The baby was renamed Ella, so they just took the back half of Nutella. Also in France, a court ruled that a baby girl cannot be named Fraise, I don't know, which means strawberry. strawberries go well with Nutella. They said it could be construed as a slang word for, I guess, ass. The parents went with Francine said instead. A lot of people in France, a lot of judges in France taking control. Prince William? This is a French thing because French parents wanted to name their kid Prince William, but were rejected because it would lead to a childhood of mockery. The parents' second choice, Minnie Cooper, was also suggested, was also rejected on the same grounds.
Wow. So in Texas, apparently, in Texas, you got to stay under 100 letters total for first, middle, and last name, special characters, numbers, and diacritical marks like accents, tildes, and umlauts may not be used. Well, doesn't Beyonce have an accent?
I think so.
And she's a Houston girl. So you may name baby John Smith III, but not John Smith III. You can't T-H-E-3-R-D. And no way Jose, because you can't use an accent mark. You can't use an accent mark in Texas.
With how big the Hispanic community is, you can't use an accent mark?
Apparently not.
Huh. So it's just Jose. It can't be Jose?
It cannot be Jose. It has to be Jose.
Huh. Did not know that.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that either. I thought Beyonce had an accent.
I wonder if that's on her birth certificate.
Probably not. Or Chloe with an accent. Can't do it. Sorry, Chloe. Beat it. I got a question for you. This has the NBA power rankings. ESPN put out their power rankings for the NBA. They got the Bucks 1, the Clippers 2, Lakers 3, Toronto 4. They got the Rockets 5th. Is there...
They didn't finish 5th in the standings in the regular season.
They're 6th in their conference.
In their own conference, yeah. I guess it's on the strength of their two superstars in a... But we've seen those two superstars have bad moments, particularly Russell Westbrook, in first round. So I don't know where that comes from.
D'Antoni noted that the Rockets are the only team in the NBA that drastically altered its philosophy on the fly this season. So he believes Houston stands to benefit more than any other team from having a training camp before games start. It seemed like the league had figured out how to handle the Rockets' micro-ball style before the stoppage as a heavy-legged Houston team lost 4 of its last 5 games. D'Antoni has had months to come up with counters and now has camp to implement his tweaks. You believe that?
As much as people are leaning on small ball as a possibility for the Rockets to be a sleeper, we know what happens in basketball. It's going to come down to those two stars.
Yeah.
And if those two stars have the type of performances they've had in James in certain games, Russell Westbrook through entire series his last 3 years, I don't care what small ball tweaks he's made. Those two have to play great and do it consistently. And the way things are going, now they don't have to worry about home court for anyone, but they're going to play a team most likely who was better than them throughout the regular season, even to start the playoffs. Now, that might not mean much if you're playing Denver because people, for whatever reason, don't respect Denver. But it's going to be about those two guys.
I kind of feel like the Rockets have a huge edge because they wear out at the end. James has taken on so much that he wears out.
That's been the excuse. I'm not sure I buy it because people are tired throughout. Everyone's tired.
Well, we find, though, that mid-season or so, he's on a roll. I think this is it's advantage Astros. It's advantage Rockets. And the only thing is that Mike D'Antoni ball doesn't work in the postseason. It just doesn't.
Not to a championship level.
No. Not when you got to play 7 games. Not to a championship level ever. No.
It does appear. I saw those rankings. There's another where the Sixers are like seventh or something. And
they got the Sixers seventh. And they got the Celtics sixth.
And they were another team who was number 6 in their conference, and they upped them to 7 because Embiid and Simmons will be healthy. But those two don't play well together on the floor. How could you have a team in the top that high when their two best players don't play well together when they're on this floor together?
Well, they play well together they play well at home.
Yeah.
They don't play well at all. They're like a pitiful team on the road.
they're atrocious on the road.
Yeah.
So
and every game's on the road.
So what is that about? The comforts of home or being in hostile environments on the road? Because they won't see those in Orlando. So that's a question I guess Philly doesn't have to worry about. But what was the biggest issue? If you're one of the best teams in the league, why are you so awful on the road?
I have no idea.
Now, like, something they won't have to worry about, but then they won't have the advantage of having that Philly crowd behind them either.
Yeah, I just don't see the Rockets as the fifth best team in the league right now. I just don't. I don't know. I'm not. We'll see. Maybe small ball. Maybe it's gonna. I don't know. And I just don't see Mike D'Antoni. Is he really, really gonna go 8 and 9 deep? Is he really, or is he going to pull what he does all the time?
It's, you know, who was it, Tyson, that says everyone's got a plan until they get hit in the face or in the mouth, whatever he said? The plan might be right now to go 8-9 deep, but if Daniel House or whoever he picks out
misses a shot,
has a tough open to a game, is he going to go back to him in later in the series, or is it going to be like, well, I got to stick with the guys I trust?
Yeah. No, and he's got to trust. He's got to trust Daniel House. He's got to.
I just picked him out because he was a guy last year. It could be someone else this year. Who knows who it'll be?
Right. Well, he didn't trust Montrezl, which is a bad mistake. Bad mistake. Montrezl's a good player. Couldn't trust him though. Couldn't put him on the floor. What? Got to trade a guy. Got to rid of that guy. Really?
They will contend that it got them Chris Paul. So they. If you do, would you do it over, John? Even you only had him for a year, or you only have him 2 years, and he's only really healthy for
one,
and then in the most important moment he got hurt. Would you do it again?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
if I told you the offseason where they were trying to figure out what was next, that Montrezl Harrell would somehow lead to Russell Westbrook, all those guys, Lou Montrezl, everyone else would somehow lead to Russell Westbrook in 2020, would you say, yeah, I'll enjoy the journey to get there?
Well, we'll see. I mean, what led to Russell Westbrook now has led to a team that doesn't have a guy over 6'6".
True.
I mean,
it wasn't working with Clint Capella, Russ, and James on the floor at the same time, so they had to make another move.
Another move. And we'll see how far how far the micro ball takes them. 10:42 ESPN 97.5 News of the Weird coming your way next.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. In Winnipeg, apparently a couple of protesters were attacked with a hockey stick.
Well, it's an appropriate place for that.
Well, isn't that the weapon of choice in Winnipeg?
I mean, if I was thinking of how you would attack someone with it's not even a blunt object, but yeah, it'd be a hockey stick. What were they attacked for? Just simply voicing their opinion about something?
Yeah, apparently they were protesting out there, apparently. A video of the incident, which was... in one video, a woman could be seen getting out of a sedan on Broadway at Hargrave, changing and charging toward them with a hockey stick. And
it's the most Canada thing I can think of.
Yeah, that's the way it should be in Canada.
No, bats. We use a curved blade.
Yeah. Well, you got to measure the curve on the blade.
Well, it's not the Stanley Cup Finals.
It doesn't matter. You have to have the correct curve on the blade. A Yahoo engineer got no jail time, hacked into 6,000 accounts to look for porn. It seems like he was an enthusiast.
Yes.
And secondly, he doesn't seem like he was that good at it if he had to hack 6,000 accounts.
So what was he hacking, just Yahoo Mail accounts? Just hoping to find someone sending shots of themselves
apparently,
to someone else?
Apparently, search for sexually explicit images and videos.
You know, people don't usually send
email
porn over through their email. It's easy to do that over your phone.
Right. Just go to a porn site.
Or you could just do that. A free porn site. Or do that to, so you don't invade anyone's privacy and lose your job.
I mean, it's so easy. Just go to a free porn site, dude. Honestly, you don't have to hack into other people's emails to do that. It's 2020.
Maybe the free stuff ain't doing it for him anymore.
I get what he wanted at home stuff. He wanted
to see what was out there from regular people.
Apparently baptisms now. Well, this particular baptism, there's a priest and he's giving and the baby, and because of coronavirus, he's shooting the baby with a water pistol. That doesn't seem like it's that's the way John the Baptist would have done it.
You think when Jesus and John the Baptist are just having a conversation now, they look down and go, that's not what we were intending. That's not what we were looking for. A water gun.
Across the room, he was shooting across the altar. Yeah. Shooting the baby in the head with the water pistol.
How about we just don't look? I get there.
No, you gotta.
You have to baptize the baby and stuff, but
I don't know.
Maybe you figure out a way to actually baptize the baby, not assault it with the water gun.
Port Allen, the principal at Holy Family Catholic School in Port Allen, he's in some trouble. Apparently, he was on a field trip with the kids. He had to resign after he was arrested at a strip club on the field trip.
So while the kids were, I don't know, doing arts and crafts or whatever, wait a minute, you're taking your kids on a strip to a field trip if it's not overnight. So he just left in the middle of the day to go check out a strip club?
They were on a field trip to Washington, D.C. And apparently he was arrested on counts of public intoxication and possession of an open container of alcohol.
Oh, so it wasn't because he just went to a strip club.
But apparently he was at this strip club and he had to resign.
Do you have a problem with that?
I kind of have a problem. Why you can't? I mean, what, I got to be with these brats all day?
If the kids
at night, I can't go get wasted and go to the strip club?
Well, if the kids are, if you're no longer their chaperone for the night, who's to say you can't just go to a strip club? Why not?
Yeah.
Is it affecting your ability to take care of the kids if you're not even doing that at the time, if someone else is?
Yeah.
I feel like they're being a little rough on them. Now, the public intoxication doesn't set a great example for anyone, but I know how you feel about it. You're like, well, man can't drink in public.
Man can't drink in public. Everyone have an open container. Just because you got little kids with you?
Why is the open container thing a thing?
I don't know. I don't know.
I've never understood. I get the public intoxication, you're causing an issue, but why is having an open beer a problem?
If you're in a car, you're not supposed to. And on the street either. There are places for drinking, and apparently the street is not one of them.
I know the car, I get it because what it means. But
everywhere should be for drinking.
Well, okay.
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 We have to change these ancient laws.
But if you're in a, if you are in, if for example, it's noon, why couldn't someone just go to the gas station, buy a beer, and walk around with? Why is that a problem?
It's a problem for some people, Del.
I know, but
I don't want to be around those people.
I understand.
Nigeria's anti-corruption boss is in trouble, Del. You know what he was arrested for?
For being corrupt.
Corruption.
Yeah, I feel like that's how it generally goes.
Mm-hmm. He detained by National Security and interrogated. According to unconfirmed reports, the EFCC boss was arrested over allegations he was diverting some of the funds recovered from suspected looters by the commission.
So in this case, just regular corruption, not a Ponzi scheme, not sending people emails saying, hey, if you send me money, I'll send you double that in return.
Well, he probably was doing that on the side.
Oh, well, racist.
This seems too much. Police say a man in a stolen vehicle flees officers, crashes into a woman in a separate stolen vehicle. What are the odds?
I don't think they're very high.
No.
Or very good for that to happen. So the police were able to arrest two people for the price of one?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're that woman who wasn't being chased, you got to be really pissed.
You're like, hey,
bro,
I just stole this.
And I got away scot-free.
And the cops were after you, not me.
You're a bad criminal, so I got caught.
And you're a terrible driver.
All those things. That's a tough break for her.
That's a really tough break. I'm just going along, stealing a car, doing pretty good. Cops ain't after me, but I hear them. Oh, wait, they're after that. Boom. Wow.
I always think about the people who get their cars stolen and then their cars are involved in these police chases. Do they get some type of compensation in return for their vehicle being damaged? Does insurance take care of that?
Oh, yeah, I think so. First of all, you were going to get the insurance for your car being stolen.
Yeah.
Now you just got to get it fixed. What if you wanted your car? What if I was like, I was happy. Now this dude ruins it for me. I was going to get a new car.
That beater was out of my hands.
Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's assistant, is being moved to a New York jail.
To commit suicide?
How long before she suicided?
Once again, that is not an actual thing. No one gets suicided.
Jeffrey Epstein, huh? Well, he got suicided.
Not just Jeffrey Epstein. If you look around this country, a lot of people are all of a sudden being hung. That's suicide now, apparently, without investigation. For her, can they really be that brazen? Like, everyone is predicting she's going to commit suicide. I saw someone, a fake story, go, wow, it's really sad how COVID-19 hit her so quickly. Like, that's the new thing, though, dude. It won't be a suicide. I mean,
no, man.
She contracted COVID, and she's not going to recover.
Poor Ghislaine. Couldn't breathe.
Yeah. Well, that's because you have a pillow over her face.
Apparently, there was a study. Money can actually buy you happiness.
It can.
Duh.
Obviously. What are we talking about here?
This is so stupid. Okay, is that like the biggest waste of money ever?
It was one of the dumbest things to ever have been said and to be investigated.
The happiness to income link has gotten steadily stronger over the decades. Happiness is more strongly related to income now than it was in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, because when you don't have money, it's a stressful thing.
Yeah.
Sure, there are some people who have psychological issues or maybe depressed where money's not going to affect anything. But if you have a lot of money and you are of relatively normal mental state, it's going to help.
Duh.
It's going to make you feel really, really good.
That's like the dumbest thing ever.
Who thought of that? Who said that originally?
What? There's a study on, is water wet? Yes.
But who was the person who initially said money doesn't bring you happiness? Who said something dumb?
That's something that is dumb. Money can't buy you happiness. Yes, it can. It always has.
Name a person who isn't struggling with something mental who has money. Do you think they feel bad? Are they sad? No.
Yeah.
John, you run in some circles. Are those guys feel sad?
No, they're never sad. They have money. They're always happy.
They always feel good about things.
Yes, they feel good about themselves. They feel good about where they live.
Maybe they feel better about themselves than they should, but because they have money,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Girls feel better about them because they have money.
No, that's true love, John.
No. No, 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 no.
You're being a little cynical. It's love.
Them hoes ain't loyal, I know that.
That woman who's 25 years your junior, who doesn't look at anyone else who looks like you, who has not the money you have, she loves you.
She loves you. It's true love.
True love.
True. We're done. The Press Box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew.